found this preeminently the time to speak the truth frankly and boldly.
You want to sound like a radio personality?
Welcome to the news of the day and all the music you can get in your ear holes. Anyways, do you want to welcome them or do I want to welcome them?
Well, I think you've already welcomed them, but hello and welcome.
Alright, welcome to Taboo Talks. This is our first, very first podcast ever. This guy over here, he's going to tell you his name.
I'm Marshall, and my channel is Taboo Takeoff, and that's where we got the name for this, sort of. It's Taboo Talks, and it'll all be going on my channel. The video version will.
Yes, ma'am. And my name is Brandon. I also have a YouTube channel, Epic Nerdy. We've collaborated a lot, in specifically his channel, and we decided to do a podcast because they're just so fun, and they're just so... They're easy to listen to, easy to pick up and whatnot, and being entertainers, I guess we can say entertainers, it's just kind of in our niche to do something like this, and it's fairly simple compared to making videos, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, we've always, like, said just us talking belongs in a podcast, because we sound, just the shit we say is retarded, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, and like I said, it's just... easy to just throw it up and like upload it and whatnot. Like sometimes making videos can be a pain in the ass, and sometimes not, but more a pain in the ass than not, I would have to say. Now we're talking like we're like real YouTubers.
Yeah, right. Okay, just to clarify for anyone who doesn't know my channel, I have just over 1,000 subscribers, so I'm not famous, or I'm not getting any money from YouTube, just in case that's what you're thinking. I have yet to make like $100 from YouTube. They haven't sent me a check, I'll tell you that.
I think, yeah, I don't have... I've had two... I recently just started Epic Nerdy. I've only posted a couple times to it, then I got sidetracked with this podcast stuff, but...
What the fuck is that?
I don't know what that is at all.
I don't know if y'all are gonna hear this, but something just sounded like Satan!
Okay. I also had a fitness channel, which is one of, which probably had a lot. I had like...
Yeah, quite a few videos.
I had a lot of videos. I had like only 25 subscribers, and I had...
What the fuck? What are they doing?
It sounds like an air pressurizer. Like, are you kidding me?
Like, yet again, we don't know if you can hear this, but from what we can hear, it sounds like someone's fucking pressure washing this house or something.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, only 25 subscribers, probably roughly 1,000 views, a little over 1,000. Not really successful. Kind of did it as like a helping sort of thing, like in terms of for myself and other people. Like I recently lost a lot of weight, and I decided I wanted to help people and whatnot, and use it as like a journal or whatever. So I still have all those videos and whatnot. I just put them to private, just in case I want to watch them. I still like exercise and stuff, but I don't make videos for it anymore. I might do it again in the future. That's why I didn't get rid of them or the channel, but I just made a new channel that kind of goes with what I like and what I'm good at, all things nerdy and whatnot. Tell me about your channel, bitch.
Well, first I'm gonna go off what you were saying. Well, you're like, yours isn't as successful, but yours is a fitness channel, and fitness subscribers are a little more passionate than mine, because mine's like a comedy channel, and people will come by and they'll maybe 1 out of every 1,000 people will like it, and nobody will comment. And I can just scroll through your videos and see people commenting, oh, this is so great, I tried this, and it worked for me, and all this, and I'm so happy, and you're just the best person on earth. And, like, the best I get is someone calling me a fucktard in my comments.
dude. And then when you get your first troll comment, it's like the whole world is... It's like you know you've made it.
You're
in
there.
Mediocrity in terms of the YouTube community when someone calls you like a homosexual.
Yeah, like,
in any way.
What was yours? I don't even remember what yours was.
Oh, like. Yeah. Okay, so where are your muscles?
It was great.
And I'm like, I felt so happy. I wasn't even upset about it, because I was like, oh, yes, someone's trolling and stuff. Oh, I made it. I'm doing good.
I don't even remember my first one anymore, because I've had so many.
What about that one on your cat video?
I've had a lot on that cat video.
The first one, where they were like, people were got defensive.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people were like talking shit on that video, like, oh, this is stupid. You wasted 3 minutes of my life, because you hear that all the time. And then some guy put on there, I don't know why everyone's talking shit. It's a funny little video. You know, my daughter likes cats, and I just wanted to show it to her, and it was funny, and I liked it. And I was, oh, thank you for sticking up for me. I don't fucking need you to stick up for me, but thank you for trying, Dad.
YouTube's slogan should just be, don't read the comments.
Right.
But I do it anyways. I don't really care. And I read, even on any video I watch, I read the comments just because it's funny how heated people get. And
yeah.
We're not anything. We are like a nut hair on the scrotum of the YouTube community.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, one day we'll be a vein, and I'm pretty excited about that day.
Oh, yes.
Big ol' scrotum vein.
Now, even though we don't have, like, huge amounts of fame or followers, I do think it takes a lot to be an entertainer in some way, in terms of just being able to put out quality videos, because I don't want to toot our own horns, even though I do sometimes, but I think... Generally, we did a really good job for as low of a budget as we've had. And if any of you want to watch these videos, God forbid, Taboo Takeoff is the channel, and you can go sift through it and stuff. There's a lot of videos. Like, there's over 100.
Oh, there's over 200 now.
Oh, over 200.
I'm psyched. I know I've been doing videos on this channel for over 2 years now, and fuck. I just think about that. I've devoted 2 years of my life to YouTube, and I've been doing videos for probably 3 years now. Wow.
I love the aspect of doing the videos, and I love the art part of it, because I like making the videos, and I'm good at off-the-cuff stuff, but my favorite thing has to be, like, the editing side and making it, like, knowing what people want to see in a video, and... giving that to them, knowing when to put certain things here, when to like hold back on effects or whatever, because I just look at what I would see as a consumer, quote, of the YouTube community and what I wouldn't want to see in videos.
Oh yeah, like the reason the editing aspect of it is so cool is, you know, when you're performing, when you're in front of a camera, you're kind of just hoping you don't suck, and there's no way that you can know for sure. And then when you get into editing, this is your chance, because you get to go over every single clip 100 times if you want to. You can be a perfectionist about it, and you can come out with a really good quality video.
And you realize how, like, fucking annoying you sound, because you listen to the same clips over and over and over again. You're like, do I really sound like a fuckass?
Right. That's one thing you really have to get over when you're doing videos or even when you're doing a podcast. You have to get used to your own voice, because you don't sound like what you think you sound like. You think you sound like fucking who's someone with a deep voice?
What's
like
his name?
Any given
that dude, Michael Bolton. You think when you talk, it's like Michael Bolton singing, but you sound like, hi guys. My name's
sound like
Brandon.
A you sound like
welcome
a fucking
to my YouTube video.
Sound like some Sesame Street character.
It's the fucking truth though too.
You hear, I guess from what I've heard, it's like you hear the vibrations in your head and your voice sounds deeper to yourself.
Oh yeah. I was telling dude at work about that the other day. How you sound completely different than what you hear in your head, because your head is a box that just holds the vibrations in. And you sound like a bitch in real life.
Right.
Just accept it.
That's the thing. You think you sound like super smooth. But really, you're Hey, everybody.
Boy strikes and all.
That's what I'm having to deal with right now.
Right. My voice cracks constantly, so I'm just used to that. But, like, it's not even... Shit. It doesn't even matter in YouTube if you have a shitty, stupid-sounding voice or anything. You do this stupid-ass shit, like, you have your friends film you do something, and it could be literally eating dog shit, and you'll get views, and you're famous.
Oh, it's so cool how he ate that dog shit.
That's my favorite thing.
What's your fucking...
I'm always passed around videos at, like, parties and stuff. I don't let people know that I'm a YouTuber. Like, I don't say it off the cuff because it's not something big and it's not something I'm known for. It's just, like, a hobby. I mean, I would love for it to get big, but right now it's just a hobby thing. And I'm not going to sit there and say, yeah, I make YouTube videos. Because I don't want them to see my stupid, ugly ass on those videos where I was a fucking whale. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I only made like one or two videos recently, and all the ones I'm all fucking fat as hell. Like, they were terrible, like, compared to what we can do now. And I'm getting passed around these videos. This fucking guy.
Somebody on their fucking iPhone camera.
iPhone camera, vertical. Like, God forbid it's World Star Hip Hop or something.
Right.
Someone get hit in the fucking face. But this guy, the other day, we were at a party, and he passes around this fucking video on his iPhone of a horse fucking a donkey. Like, this was the coolest thing he's ever seen. And he didn't turn the sound off, either. So, I'm, like, waiting for this phone to get to me, and all I hear is a horse fucking a donkey. And I don't know what the fuck I expected when I looked at the video, because I was, like... I was inadvertently waiting in line for this to happen.
You could hear it, and for some reason, you thought you were going to see something other than that when the phone came to you, apparently.
And to my surprise, it was a horse fucking a donkey. And then I just felt like a little piece of me die inside. Now, granted, that's not shit that's always on YouTube that gets popular. I'm talking more so about these like, people, kind of like... Now, not to discredit the good YouTubers... that, you know, put hard work in, but, like, the whole thing with Vine, it just kind of blew up and shortened people's attention spans down to 6 seconds now.
I'll say, I think Vine has hurt YouTube, because all these people are using these 6-second videos, and the smack cam's the worst, because it's just 6-second video, just someone fucking smacking someone else.
Yeah, like, that's what they wait for, that's what they want in a video, they need... quick attention pleasing thing. I went to a restaurant yesterday. There was 3 people on Vine. There was a little boy and then 2 people at the table to my left on Vine, just like feeding their attention. And I'm like, granted, there are some good Vine. There's people who have talent on Vine, but it's hard to distinguish talent from being a fucking idiot when the video is only 6 seconds long. So you can't really like.
Well, it's harder to draw out an idea. Like, when we do our videos, we have to think and basically write scripts and huge ideas, and then I just get on Vine, and it's just someone getting hit in the dick.
Yeah. Or some 2-year-old saying something about swag.
That kid, that Vine of that kid, and I know I'm just perpetuating it by saying that kid, saying, hey, we want some pussy. And I just... the kid said pussy, that's funny.
That's what it's come to. And now, like, and they're transitioning over, which some of them are failing incredibly, but they'll try to transition over to YouTube because they think that, oh, you know, which honestly, if I was a good Viner, let's say that's what I started out, and I made great Vines and I had good talent, I would do that. I would move over to YouTube. But these people are moving over when they have no talent whatsoever. Yeah. Like, Nash Greer, for instance. You saw what fucking happened. He had, like, 3 videos. One was of him riding home with his wisdom teeth pulled out or something.
Hey, well, the listener may not know. Clarify what happened with Nash Greer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he fucking transported his universe over to YouTube. And he made a video that got taken down. Well, he took it down. It was him and a bunch of his... Vine friends or regular friends, I'm assuming, and they talked about girls and what they liked. And the whole video was just very, very rude and mean, specifically because they were just saying these things about how women or girls that they would want need to shave, they need to be this, they need to be that. And it caused a big problem, and a lot of people got pissed. And I think Hank Green, one of the Vlog Brothers, commented on it and like laid down the law in the nicest way possible, you know, explaining to him that he needs to pay attention to his audience, that this isn't Vine, this isn't a quick funny thing that people are looking up, this is an audience that you have to captivate, and his audience is a bunch of 16 to 17 year old girls. And you know, it really can cause a problem when you tell, say, oh, girls with hair are disgusting, arms, legs, shave it all, this and that, they gotta be hot. But then in the end of the video, he's like, oh, but in the end, just be yourself. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
That is dumb, because you know, like, these girls, these little girls walk around with their huge ass self-image issues, which nowadays even guys are dealing with it, because all these girls say you have to look a certain way.
Oh, good. Everybody, Lord, yes.
Everybody who is in like middle school or the beginning of high school has probably the worst self-image issues ever, and yeah, they're just making it worse. There's all these little girls that just love Nash Greer, and he's like, well, if you ain't hot, I ain't even gonna like you.
Yeah, because he has fucking blue eyes. Good, are you, good night. Are
we'll
you
tell good? You, any of you 12-year-old girls who want to fuck me or Brandon, if you aren't hot, that is okay. I mean, the fact that you're, the fact that you're 12 is a little bit of an issue, because we'll go to jail, but, look,
it,
yeah, we're gonna go to jail and or hell, but I'm fine with that.
Hell jail.
I'm fine. You know what? I'll go to jail as long as these girls don't have their self-image issues. I'm fine.
It's messed up though, because like that's, you fucked up your one chance. Your one chance to prove to us that you might have some significant talent that could, you know, help the YouTube community out. But you just blew it. Like, you did the worst thing ever. Like, you know, he could have went up on on YouTube and uploaded a 3-minute video of him saying, dicks and pussies, and still would not have generated nowhere near the amount of hate and criticism as that 1 5-minute long video.
Oh, yeah. Like, Nash Greer, because when you're on Vine, you have 6 seconds, and you can't really, like, give much of an insight into your life.
Mm-mm.
And on YouTube, you can, you have an unlimited amount of time if you want, and you need to like draw boundaries, like, hey, these are things that my viewers aren't gonna see. There are things that you shouldn't say to your viewers, like, hey, I might, like, you know, a couple fingers up my asshole. Like, that's something they shouldn't know.
Well,
that's not true about me.
It's understood. It's understood in what you're doing. Like, in our channel, we would say that constantly, because we know our audience, and we know what our audience expects of us.
They
expect us to make a lot of dick jokes and ass jokes, and that's what we do, because that's all we know. We're not funny people.
It's like, when we started the podcast, Brandon was like, so what are we going to talk about? I'm like, we need to record roughly an hour and a half of us just dicks in my ass, dicks in my ass, dicks in my ass. Which, is, that's, I think when other people hear us talk, that's what they hear.
Yeah.
When we upload this, this is what, all it's gonna say.
We hear intellectual conversations about stuff, and everyone's like, huh, Marshall and Brandon, they're just like, huh, dicks, huh, you dick in my ass.
We're just back there, we're just talking, and we hear, well, hello, kind, so how are you today? How is the market? And there's, huh, dicks, yeah, in my ass, dicks in my ass,
and then
we look like fucking retards.
And then, no, they laugh at that shit. Like, legitimately.
Yeah, and then when we make good jokes.
When we plan out an elaborate joke that involves both of us and no one laughs, that's just, it really hits home.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you know that there's that 6-second attention span.
Yeah, if I have to tell a joke that lasts longer than 6 seconds, somebody will just, what?
Right.
Ugh.
You lost their attention. You can't. It's just how it is nowadays, and you can put out great content on YouTube, like I said, not trying to toot our horns, but I feel like we did a good job for some of the stuff we did. We put a lot of time in it. Hell, we were fucking recording at school in between classes for video segments. I mean, we're dedicated to entertaining and stuff, and
oh,
it's
yeah,
because it's a hobby and it's something we love to do. And don't do it for money.
And then somebody will have the little balls to say, oh, well, you're running out of ideas. I'm like, I haven't posted hardly any videos in the past 2 months. If I don't have an idea, guess what? I don't fucking post. Right. I'm not going to post just some video of just me touching my dick.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, it could probably generate a lot of views because that's what gets popular on YouTube nowadays. But I'm not going to post some shit video.
Good quality over fucking sitting around with your finger up your ass. It's just not, I guess it's just because we're like,
I just consider
perfectionists.
Yeah. We want to put out something decent, and we're not gonna fucking make a video of two people fighting to do it.
And it's so weird, like, back, if this was 6-7 years ago, we probably would have been a lot more successful. Because now in the YouTube community, unless you've been in the game for a while, like Ray,
quality videos really don't get that popular anymore.
Yeah, because those people who are popular now, who've been in the game for years and years, they didn't do it for money. They didn't go in and say, I want to make money on YouTube. Because if you're smart and look it up, you don't make money on YouTube until you're hitting it hard.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
And the only people on YouTube who make that kind of money is those household names, the Shane Dawsons.
The top 10, basically.
They used to Shane Dawsons, but he don't make that much money no more. But anyways.
Shit. It's not about the fucking money. If it's your career, it's definitely not about the money.
Well, you know, at the beginning of YouTube, a lot of them just didn't even make money. Like, they didn't give the people money.
Nope.
And, like, Onision, which is someone I'm a huge fan of, he's not even in the top 100 anymore, but I'm a huge fan of him, and he was like, you know, I did YouTube for, like, a year, and they didn't give me any money, and I posted every day.
Jesus Christ, I remember when YouTube first came out, and my mom was just like, she thought it was the devil, because she thought YouTube was where you go to look up, like, dirty videos, and I was like, that's a porn site. Like, she's like,
do you want to see a porn site,
she's
Mom?
She's like, people can upload anything to YouTube. That's bad. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And that was like 2006 is when YouTube came out.
I want to say it was before then.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. I know, I was like looking the other day, and I see a lot of YouTubers with like, because I know Smosh did their Pokemon video in 2005. So, that...
I know it was, like, right before I moved here is when it happened. Because when I moved here is when she was bitching about it.
But I remember, like, because I can't very well remember YouTube coming out as I remember finding out about YouTube. Because I'm a little bit younger. But, you know, back then, all you would think was, oh, this was, like, where you find the cat videos and baby videos.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's where it got its bad reputation. From everyone who makes who has a legitimate career back in the day when YouTube first started, it generated the stigma because everyone's like, oh, it's YouTube, you must just post videos about cats.
Ugh.
Or whatever. Horses and donkeys fucking.
Oh, and then I didn't even find out what a YouTuber was until I got an Android and I got the YouTube app, and it, you know, would give you like the most commented and stuff like that, and it was just an entire front page of Equals 3. And
could you imagine the YouTube app? Like,
I wouldn't even use that shit. Fuck that.
The YouTube app now is just barely okay.
The old one was so bad. But it would the what they would give was so dumb, because it wasn't even like most viewed this week or anything like that. Or it was a couple of them that were most viewed, and then a couple of them that was like, it was basically most commented, but I don't remember the word they used, but it was just a bunch of Equals 3, and it was what is now Ray William Johnson's old videos from like 2010.
Man.
And he doesn't have it anymore, and I'm gonna cry.
Like, the best thing, this sounds so vain, but the best thing about YouTubing is, like, for instance, when we did the campus takeover, and walking around at our campus with a tripod, and people would like flock.
Get some more fucking water.
People would flock to us. It's like, just because we had a tripod. I don't know what it is, because we would carry a camera around by itself and no one would come near us. But when we had that bitch on a tripod, people be like, are you making YouTube videos? It's like...
No, they didn't even think you were making YouTube videos. They thought you were making a movie or something. They thought you were famous.
I was basically like fucking Michael Bay.
Right? Everybody here thought I was Christopher Nolan, and I'm like, I go here. I'm a freshman here.
We fucking dressed like students. Like, oh, we should have dressed like directors with like flat caps and dress shirts and
brought
glasses.
Those fucking chairs with us with our names on it. Mr. Grooms. You're not allowed to call me by my first name. Oh, fuckers. I love it. I mean, I guess that's why we still do the videos, is because it has its rewards. It has, you know, when you start recording a video, especially in public, people think you're just so great. And then you get the comments, and a lot of people appreciate it. It's weird because, like, you know, you get all those hate comments, but one in every 10 to 20 hate comments is a nice comment, and it just, it makes it worth it, really.
Yeah. I miss it a lot. I wish I didn't lose my fucking camera. That upsets me greatly.
You can lose mine.
I had to make my last two videos with my fucking iPad. It sucks.
Well, your iPad records in higher quality than my other camera. The one that I'm recording this on is like 1080, but that other one's 480, and I'm like, I could record better on my iPhone.
I could record better on my old Nokia on the front-facing camera.
I could
screen.
Record better on my toaster. What the fuck is this?
A potato with a camera lens in it.
That's how I feel about it. It's dumb. And but the camera's cool because you can upload directly to YouTube. So if you're one of those people who does fight videos, oh yeah, I have my camcorder here that I can upload directly to YouTube.
Worldstar!
Upload to Worldstar Hip Hop. Am I the only one who doesn't subscribe to them or follow them on anything?
Dude, that's my place to go. Like, if you ask me what my, like, go-to thing is, like, if I want to laugh, it's Worldstar, because if nothing makes you laugh more than, like, just someone getting hit in the face. And it being filmed, like, you know it's being filmed on an iPhone because there's those black bars on the side and they don't tilt it sideways.
Just those, that vertical cam. And it's, even with the iPhone 5, it's so ridiculous how thin it is, and these people think that's acceptable to put on YouTube.
Screaming in the camera like they're on fucking TV.
Oh, hell no.
Now, some YouTubers and stuff, they get popular, but it's because of the way they look. Like, ugh. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck those guys.
Like Nash, for instance. Let's use him. He's popular because he's baby-faced and he has blue eyes.
He's got the prettiest blue eyes
I've ever
that
seen.
That is so sexy.
I've never been complimented on my blue eyes.
Yeah. Are they blue? They're not blue.
Exactly.
They're, like, brownish.
Exactly.
Because you're full of shit!
But, like, just because someone looks attractive now, which, God, it's not just in YouTube, I guess, it's with everything. Like, legitimately, if you look better, you get things handed to you.
Fuck you. You ever gotten commented on your looks and it pissed you off because you knew, like, I don't fucking look like that? I had a girl tell me, like, you have the prettiest eyes, and I'm like, no, I don't. They're such a blank, my eyes are like a greenish, a little bit of brown, and it's just a bland color. And I'm like, my eyes aren't beautiful, they're like hunter green.
Like hunter green? The green and the color palette in the Crayola box that you just don't ever use.
The one you probably threw away, or you ate if you were one of those kids.
See, when I get complimented, I don't like, I got complimented on my eyes. And the girl is like, you have the prettiest eyes I've ever seen. And I go, my eyes are brown. And she goes, I just love brown eyes. And I was like, okay.
You ever met someone with black eyes? That's what Jason has. He has black eyes. They're like, ah, they're soulless.
Yeah.
That's what Picasso had. Those big fucking beetles for eyes. And it was just, ah, God.
But it's amazing how much you can get. Like, just because you are a beautiful person physically, you can get so far in life. And you can get fame, you can get popularity in this day and age, followers, anything you want. Go on Instagram and you will see a girl post a picture of her feet. She painted her fucking toenails. Happens to be an attractive girl.
26,000 likes.
Right, and that's what.
And 200 comments saying you want to fuck her, although it's a picture of her feet.
It's crazy.
It's on her feet. Come on.
It's crazy how people just like, they want that, like, and like, I know people also pay for followers and stuff nowadays, but if you are naturally pretty, you are going far in life. If you are at 9 or 10, you are made. I mean, if you want a backup plan, just go to school. Just fucking take 100 pictures of yourself and put them on Instagram.
I can become Instagram famous.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
No, for real, I get that shit shared all the time. And they're like, share, shout out for shout out. You know, spread my page and I'll spread yours. I'm like, I don't want people, like, liking me just because I post pictures of, like, my macaroni and cheese that I'm eating.
Oh yeah, speaking of which, I got on your Twitter last night and I realized you only have 7 more followers than me. So, biatch.
Well, look,
I'm getting more popular than Brandon.
For a guy, how many followers do I have?
You have 137. I have 130.
Well, look here. For a guy having 137 followers, that's like,
I have 130. I'm pretty fucking psyched about that. Like, which the anybody listening new who doesn't know you, because you're like, yeah, I got 137 followers. All the bitches want to fuck me. And I'm like, I got 7 less, bitch, and I'm ugly.
Well, I'm doing it to rub it in your face. And also because I had to boost my ego a little bit. But, like, us getting those many followers is just like a girl having 4,000 followers. It's equivalent.
For
like,
every, yeah.
If I get 12 likes on a picture of my face, that's like the ultimate goal.
And then some girls, I only got 12 likes and they like cry and like try to cut themselves or something. And I'm like,
they're used to their 40,000. And I'm like, hell yeah, 12 people like my pizza.
If I take a selfie and I get 3 likes on it, I just wrap myself up in a blanket and cry for a good solid hour because
people
I feel.
People think I'm beautiful.
I am beautiful. And you are really gay.
That's the thing.
Not like about, I have anything against gays.
Like, but the whole body positivity thing and the physical positivity thing, people want to be told that they're attractive, told that they're pretty, and told that they're worth something. And that's what social media has really, really kind of fucked with, what beauty and popularity really is, because it's all about that quick bump. They just like, how do I get noticed this quickly? How do I get discovered faster?
And that's a weird. Internet's a weird, uncontrollable thing because it's ever changing, and social media fucks it up because, like, some people will like a video or subscribe to someone because they're hot, and then the next thing, like, it becomes popular to not do that because, well, everybody's beautiful, so you need to hate the pretty people.
That's my favorite thing, right? It's
I love the internet.
Beautiful, but
I love the internet's ability to take something that matters and fuck it all up. Here's your point, and you just flew all the way around it. You fucked it up.
Man.
That's what it, like, you see these videos. Well, girls need to feel good about themselves. Okay, I agree with that. And, but they'll be like, well, these girls need to not wear makeup or, like, be huge if they want to. If they want to, that's fine. If they are just fucking dead set on it. But a lot of girls won't feel good about themselves if they don't.
It's a back and forth thing.
Like, we both lost weight. When we started, we've lost weight. And... I know these girls, they'll say, you know, girls can be big if they want to. First of all, guys are not allowed to be big if they want to, for some weird reason. But it's not about, like, I don't care if anyone else thinks I'm beautiful. If I'm skinny, I will feel good about myself if I am. And you feel better about yourself since you've lost weight. And it's not, so some people need to, you know, lose weight or wear makeup to feel good about themselves, and that's fucking fine.
Everyone needs, because it's not just wanting that boost from other people. It's about what makes you feel like your esteem is boosted. Like, guys, guys are very content with themselves, and it's just what has to go on in our brain. We don't look at certain things. Some guys, myself included, have like really sporadic self-esteem,
yeah,
like problems. I'll go from spurts of just feeling fucking amazing about myself, and then next fucking day I just feel like a whale. Like, and it's, you know, growing up being made fun of for being fat, you know, some people just roll it off their shoulders, other people it sits with them.
Yeah.
But women deal with that so much, and it's freaking annoying how people like tell women specifically, oh, you need to love your body, but then you see these magazines that say that, and then
yeah,
two pages down the road it's like, how to lose 20 pounds in 3 days, get that summer tummy ready, you know, for the beach. We're sending women and girls all ages mixed messages about what they should and shouldn't look like, but yet we stress body positivity so much. And then you get the larger women who you talk shit about the skinnier women for being skinny, and how, you know, oh, you know, we're glorifying being obese or whatever, and then the skinny people are making fun and taking jabs at the larger women. And it's just a back and forth thing when no consensus is being reached whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a fucking mess.
Frankly, you should just look the way you want to, and that's fine. And I was talking about a girl last night, and you know who I'm talking about, but I'm not going to say it on the podcast. And I was bitching about her, because I really just don't like this girl. She's a fucking bitch. And the manager asked me, like, oh, why do you dislike this girl so much? And one of the other workers said, well, she has a big crush on Marshall. And first of all, girls can't have crushes on me. But anyways, she has a big crush on Marshall, and she thinks, like, he's just playing hard to get. Ladies, I don't play hard to get because I'm a man. Men don't play hard to get. We play get on this dick.
Oh my God.
But I was like, I don't, you know, and I said, it's not about this girl's look. This girl is, in my personal opinion, very unattractive. But it's not about her looks, because I have, you know, dated some pretty unattractive girls, but they had great personalities. She has an ugly personality. She's a fucking bitch. And I hate her guts so much. Shit.
Well, you want to wrap this one up?
Yeah. All right. This is the only way I can think to do this.
What are you doing?
We have to have a video recording. The video people aren't going to see this, but the people who do the podcast get to see it.
See what?
Us finishing up on our iPhone cameras.
What are you doing?
I'm going to finish up the video. We have to wrap up the video. That's not recording anymore.
Oh! Okay, I thought it was just warning me.
Okay, we're recording now.
Okay. We apologize. We are Taboo Talks. We're wrapping up the video. Now we gotta, you know, let you know. Go on Taboo Takeoff. Watch the videos. Comment on them. Go on our Twitters. Tweet us questions. We can answer them on podcast. Marshall's is Taboo Takeoff, at Taboo Takeoff. Mine is at Thug Passion 19, I think. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Probably going to change it. So
you need to change it. And also, this podcast, if you're watching the video version, you can get it on iTunes or SoundCloud.
You better do that. I swear, you better fucking watch up to that.
Yeah, you have to download the podcast. And you can watch the videos too, you can do whatever, but you have to download them off iTunes or SoundCloud. So, that is all for this episode of Taboo Talks, and we will see you next time. We need outro.